An Irish veterans charity is calling on former Defence Forces members who fought in Ukraine to come forward for support. The Organisation of National Ex-Service Personnel say they believe there are veterans out there who may need help. One Irish ex-soldier who struggled with reintegration after fighting for a year in Ukraine said that reaching out can make a huge difference, and he's been speaking to our reporter Jackie Fox.
This is the front line in Ukraine, Bakhmut 2022, where some of the fiercest battles took place. Recording this, an Irish man. He shelters as fire passes just above his head.
Well, it was probably the most important period of my life. Like, every day was important. You lived every minute, every second with purpose. I went into the situation knowing full well what risks were involved. I didn't go over there naively. I knew, like, there was, when I left Ireland, there was a very good chance I was not going to come back alive.
Peter, not his real name, was with Special Forces in the Ukrainian Army from February 2022 to January 2023, mostly in combat.
So we'd be brought into an area to identify Russian positions or Russian weak points within the line. We'd relay this information back to command, and then the decision would be made either to use artillery or storm the position or both. Our second role was storming positions. So once we identified a weak point or an area where we thought we could gain an advantage in territory, we'd be sent in to clear the area. And finally, our third main role was evacuation teams. So that would be getting Ukrainian soldiers who are entrapped out of a situation if they were already encircled. It could be sent in to recover wounded guys, or in some cases, if it was in a dangerous area, we'd be sent in to retrieve dead bodies.
He'll always remember his first near-death experience when Russian soldiers launched a massive assault on an area.
And actually, it was actually a quarry or cave complex, and there was no help coming. We're surrounded on all sides. But as a group then, how do you react to such a situation? Okay, we're done here. Okay, what are our options? Take as many of them out as we can before we die and hope for the best. And we fought all day until the sunset. And when literally at sunset, we just made one gamble to get out. And we had a small escape route, which we knew the Russians, we hoped that they weren't aware of. And we went along that escape route and managed to get out of the position we were in. Shortly after, we were targeted by drones and artillery. Then we were attacked from the flank by Russian infantry, but eventually we fought our way out. So that was the first day I was over there, and I said, like, we're not getting out of this. But that could easily happen, you know. And after that day, to go back into combat, knowing that's the reality of it.
With lows came the highs.
Like, if you go into an area and you're liberating it from Russian occupation and the women and children are coming out crying and cheering your arrival, that's something that stays with me. After I don't know how many days of fighting in the Kharkiv counteroffensive in September, we eventually reached the Russian border, and that was a huge sense of pride. We had achieved what we set out to do, as in get the Russians off Ukrainian land.
Peter is home now 2 years. He escaped any major physical injuries, but his mental health suffered.
The hardest part of war was coming home, really. The environment that you've been brought up all your life is now somewhat alien to you. I literally, once I arrived to my hometown, I literally had a panic attack. I was like, oh, what the fuck am I doing home? Excuse my language. So what did I do? I was still in combat mode, to be honest. You know, avoided everyone.
It took some time for Peter to get help. His friend recommended getting in touch with the Organisation of National Ex-Service Personnel, or ONE. Now he is one of seven known Defence Forces veterans who have returned from fighting in Ukraine and are seeking support from the charity. There are calls for others to come forward. Its CEO, Cormac Kirwan.
What I would say is that what we have found is pride is a huge inhibitor of individuals looking for help. So in an awful lot of cases, it's through second or third hand that we're made aware of an individual who is suffering. So I would encourage any individual who is aware of a veteran of the Defence Forces who's struggling to reach out. We have six professional veteran support officers that are full-time counsellors and psychotherapists. Ironically, our first was employed at the cusp of COVID and we employed our sixth in January of this year. So their services are there to support our veterans.
One of those support officers, Audra Larkin.
I think the main theme that we see is on what we call the reintegration phase or the post-deployment phase. So it's that unsupported re-entry back into their own communities and families. Communities, families, peers, they develop, they grow as the person is away. So the difficulty really begins, they lack debriefing in the deployment stage. And the stressors continue to pile on top of each other until they return home, and then it becomes problematic. So we see things like disrupted sleep patterns, PTSD, isolation, disconnection from friends, families, communities, and I suppose this constant guarded condition that they find themselves in.
Audra says she speaks their language.
The reason that they engage with us to begin with is that we have a shared language and a shared history. The ONE is a veterans organisation and they are veterans of the Defence Forces as well as the Ukrainian Army. So the language is very similar and we can engage them in that language that they find difficult to be understood in the civilian world. So just for them to reach out, they will be treated without any judgment in a confidential manner, and it's a professional service.
For Peter, the support has been transformative, but...
Would you go back?
Yes. When you come back, you're like, you try to find purpose in life, you know. You come back to Ireland, and you're trying to work a job, you're socialising at the weekends and doing all the simple things that people take for granted, but you're not going in, doing missions, going into combat, you know, liberating towns, saving comrades, retrieving bodies, as grim as it might be, at least you're doing something pretty important and making a significant difference.
And that report was from Jackie Fox. You can read more about Peter's story on rte.ie.